Good morning. It's March 18th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a somber turn of events in Preston, Melbourne, a man has tragically lost his life after falling from a hot air balloon early Monday morning. This incident has not only claimed a life, but also raised numerous questions about the circumstances leading up to the fall. The distressing discovery was made around 7:30 a.m. on Albert Street, where the man's body was found following reports of a loud bang, as described by a neighbouring resident. This has undoubtedly shaken the local community and prompted an immediate response from emergency services. Meanwhile, the hot air balloon managed to land safely at Yarra Bend Park. Currently, police are thoroughly speaking with the balloon's occupants and witnesses in an effort to piece together how this tragic event unfolded. The focus is on understanding the sequence of events that led to the man's fall. In the aftermath of the accident, Albert Street has been shut down between Wood Street and Murray Road. The closure is due to fallen power lines, a direct consequence of the incident. Authorities are urging people to steer clear of the area to facilitate the ongoing investigation and clean-up efforts. SES crews and firefighters are also present at the scene, highlighting the seriousness of the situation. As the investigation continues, a report is being prepared for the coroner to provide a detailed account of the incident. Police are diligently working to uncover the facts surrounding this tragic death. As more information becomes available, it will be crucial to understanding the full scope and cause of this unfortunate accident. In a revealing insight into the state of Victoria's justice system, a new report paints a stark picture of the challenges and fears faced by victims of crime, particularly those of sexual assault, as they navigate through legal processes. This comprehensive analysis by the Victorian Victims of Crime Commissioner uncovers a troubling landscape where victims feel marginalised, silenced, and fearful for their safety during court proceedings, shedding light on the urgent need for systemic change. Victims, especially those of sexual assault, report feeling excluded from crucial decision-making processes and express significant concerns about their safety in the courtroom. The fear of re-traumatization and the potential impact on their mental health are prominent themes, with many stating they would be reluctant to participate in the justice process again. This sentiment underscores a broader issue of distrust and fear among victims, not just towards the system, but also towards the police, particularly among Indigenous people, migrants, those with disabilities, and members of the LGBTQ+ community. The report does not just highlight problems, it also offers solutions. It strongly advocates for the provision of legal representation for sexual assault victims and calls for major structural reforms within the justice system. These recommendations aim to create a more inclusive, safe, and supportive environment for victims, ensuring they are not re-traumatized by their engagement with the justice process. The urgency of these reforms cannot be overstated. The Commissioner's call for immediate action is a plea to prioritise the safety and rights of victims within the justice system. By addressing these critical issues, there is hope for a future where victims feel empowered and supported rather than marginalised and silenced as they seek justice. In a series of recent by-elections in Queensland, the Labor Party has faced significant setbacks, sparking conversations about the political landscape as the October election draws near. These results not only highlight a shifting voter base, but also pose a challenge for Premier Stephen Miles to recalibrate strategies in the coming months. The Greens are on the rise in inner city and suburban areas, signalling a shift in voter preferences. Meanwhile, the Liberal National Party, LNP, is also seeing an uptick in support, making gains across the board. This dual advance has left Labor grappling with a decrease in support in both inner city regions and outer suburban areas, raising alarms about the party's resonance with younger and diverse voter demographics. A notable loss for Labor came with the Ipswich West seat, which swung dramatically by 18% to the LNP, marking a historic low primary vote for Labor at just 36%. Despite these challenges, Labor candidate Margie Nightingale is projected to retain her seat in Brisbane's southwest, even as Inala witnessed a significant swing towards the LNP. Adding to Labor's woes, the Brisbane City Council election saw a 5.5% fall in primary votes for the party. These developments have drawn national attention, with figures like Federal Nationals leader David Littleproud and Aged Care Minister Anika Wells voicing their concerns and acknowledging the need for the Queensland Labor government to regroup and address these issues. Premier Miles, aware of the typical swings against the government in by-elections, now faces the task of tackling big-picture issues such as the cost of living and community safety, with the LNP gaining momentum and opinion polls suggesting a potential defeat in the upcoming October election. As Queensland heads towards a closely contested election, the results of these by-elections serve as a critical indicator of the political currents and the challenges that lie ahead for Labor. The party's ability to reconnect with its base and address the concerns of younger and diverse voters will be pivotal in the months leading up to the election. In the digital age, the line between social media entertainment and national security concerns grows ever thinner, a reality Australia is currently grappling with. As TikTok's user base swells to 8.5 million in Australia, officials are sounding the alarm over the platform's potential to influence national debate and compromise data privacy. James Patterson, the Australian Opposition Home Affairs spokesman, and Fergus Ryan, a leading security expert, have voiced their concerns, highlighting the risks associated with misinformation and Chinese influence through TikTok. Patterson, in particular, has been vocal about the need for new legislation to rein in TikTok's power, branding the platform a bad faith actor. Despite these calls for action, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has made it clear that there are no immediate plans to ban TikTok in Australia. This stance has prompted opposition leader Peter Dutton to urge the Prime Minister to consider the advice of security experts more closely. In response to these concerns, a national cybersecurity awareness campaign is on the horizon, spearheaded by Cybersecurity Coordinator Lieutenant General Michelle McGuinness and Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill. This initiative aims to bolster the public's understanding and resilience against cyber threats. Meanwhile, the security issues posed by TikTok will not feature prominently in the discussions during the upcoming visit of China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, as other pressing matters take precedence. This unfolding situation highlights the complex balance between embracing digital innovation and safeguarding national security. As Australia navigates these waters, the debate over TikTok's role and influence is sure to continue. In a landmark decision, ride-sharing giant Uber has agreed to pay a $271.8 million to Australian taxi operators, marking a significant moment in the country's legal and transportation landscape. This settlement concludes a five-year legal struggle that saw more than 8,000 taxi and hire car owners and drivers claiming loss of income due to Uber's disruptive entrance into the Australian market. The case, which is now resolved with the fifth largest settlement in Australian legal history, underscores the intense competition and regulatory challenges faced by the taxi industry with the advent of ride-sharing services. Uber, despite its fierce defence, has opted for a settlement, also noting its previous contributions to state-level taxi compensation schemes since 2018. Maurice Blackburn lawyers, representing the plaintiffs, stressed the importance of this resolution, signalling a move towards healing the rift between traditional taxi services and ride-sharing platforms. Uber's decision to include taxis on its app in Melbourne late last year was a surprising pivot, reflecting the evolving dynamics within the transportation sector. This settlement, according to an Uber spokesperson, aims to put past issues to rest, offering substantial compensation to those affected. With Uber valued at around $240 billion, this settlement not only represents a significant financial agreement, but also a moment of reflection for the ride-sharing industry and its impact on traditional taxi services. As the details of the settlement unfold, the focus remains on the compensation for those impacted by Uber's market entry, ensuring that real money is put back into the accounts of taxi and hire car owners and drivers. This development marks a pivotal point in the ongoing dialogue between technology-driven ride-sharing services and the traditional taxi industry, setting a precedent for how similar disputes may be resolved in the future. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.